Hello and welcome to Oh Snap with Brett Goode. We're joined by the Packers long snapper who's here to talk about the Packers' big win last Thursday against the Chicago Bears. Welcome, Brett. I have to imagine you're feeling a lot better today than the last time we talked a week ago after the season-opening loss.
Yeah, definitely. I feel a lot better. It's always good to get a win at home, and especially over the Bears in a big division rival game.
There was some talk among fans and the media that Thursday was a must-win game. Was there any feeling among the players, the team, the locker room that that was the case?
It wasn't necessarily a must-win, but everybody wants to win, you know, take care of your division games, especially at home. And so that was kind of the route that we took. And, you know, we knew we needed to take care of the Bears just so we could get a jump in the division. And, you know, the division is kind of the most important, and now we can kind of get on a roll and see where things go.
Let's talk about the big play on Thursday, the fake field goal for a touchdown. How surprised were you, first of all, to see a fake field goal called on 4th and 26?
Well, I knew it was going to be in the game plan, but I didn't know that, you know, it was going to be in that situation. But, you know, I went out there and we were able to execute it at a high level, and we got the look that we wanted, and we were able to score a touchdown. So it was a big turning point in our game, and, you know, I'm glad we ran it. I'm glad that, you know, we were able to, you know, to get a step up on Chicago and kind of get them down a little bit.
We're talking to Packers long snapper Brett Goode. And Brett, you had a particularly difficult job since you had to help fill the hole vacated by pulling left guard Don Barclay. How did you take on so many Bears trying to shoot through that hole?
You know, the plan was for me to snap it and just cut the backside. And you just kind of throw your body out there and let them run over you and make a big pile. And, you know, I was able to do that. And, you know, our left tackle was locked down, so we made a huge pile there. And it allowed, you know, Tom to be able to run free and allowed our left guard to be able to pull and hit the kickout block, which we needed to be able to open up the gap for them to be able to score.
Well, you did an amazing job, and the special teams did an amazing job all night long. You helped keep fantastic return man Devin Hester in check. How was the punt team able to stop Hester from making an impact?
I think that, you know, a huge part obviously goes to Tim being able to hit the balls that he hit, put them in the corner, hit high balls that we were able to cover, and our coverage team did well of, you know, hustling downfield and getting in his face and being there, you know, ready to make a play if he was to run, and we were able to contain him. And I think anytime you can contain Devin Hester, you know, we've seen what he's done in the past and, you know, what he's still doing to other teams. And so, you know, it's definitely a huge part of our game plan was we needed to control Hester, and we were able to do it, you know, for the most part of the whole game, except that one kickoff return that they had. But I was very, very pleased with the way the special teams played, especially the, you know, the punt team and our field goal team. You know, we were able to knock a lot of field goals in and put points on the board.
One more great special teams play from Thursday, the 54-yard field goal by Mason Crosby. Does it surprise you when the coaches call for a long field goal like that? Because if it misses, you're practically giving the opponent the ball at midfield.
It doesn't surprise me. You know, we kind of go off of, you know, how Mason didn't bring aim to see how far back, you know, we're going to call a field goal. And, you know, he hit him great all pregame, and he was hitting him great throughout the game. And so, you know, we were able to go out there, and I think everybody was just, you know, relaxed and knew that we were going to put 3 points on the board. So it's just kind of focusing on everybody doing their individual jobs, and, you know, everybody does a little thing, and it makes a big thing, big outcome.
After a Thursday game, players got something similar to a bye week this past weekend. So how was your weekend, Brett?
It was nice to be able to just sit back and relax. And, you know, I don't get very many opportunities to watch college football and watch, you know, professional football on Sunday. And so it is like another bye week and able to rest our bodies and be able to just come back focused and ready to go, ready to take on that Seattle on a Monday night game.
Not only did you have this past weekend off, but you actually have some extra time off because, as you mentioned, the Packers don't play until Monday Night Football next week against the Seahawks. Does this long break present a challenge at all?
I don't think so. I think it's just kind of like the short week against Chicago. Now we got a little bit longer week, and then we'll end up having another short week going into the Saints game. But, everybody's just got to focus on doing their job, and we got to get better. And, we know the coaches are going to put a great game plan together, and we just have to go out there and execute the best of our abilities and, see what happens.
Well, Brett, congratulations on this past week's win over the Bears, and good luck this upcoming week against the Seahawks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And thanks much, Brett, and take care. Packers long snapper Brett Goode joining us on Railbird Central on Cheesehead TV this morning. Thanks a lot.